Shema, come and now bring your fruit. Omar Rav Zera, Omar Shmuel, it says, Metziya Salmona Liatzma. If an Almona finds a Metziya, finds something, she keeps it. So the question is why? If you say the fact that she gets fed, it's not really her takana. She can't ask for it. It's up to the Yisraelim. If they want to, they'll feed her, not to give her the ksuba. Then it's good why the Yisraelim don't get the mitzias. Because it doesn't have to be they have to feed her. So why does a husband get the mitzias? Because since the husband has to feed his wife, he gets some mitzias. But over here, since the Yisraelim don't have to feed her, then it'll be good why the mitzias don't go to them, but she keeps it. But if you want to tell me, Nizainus Tanan, that no, the Yisraelim has to feed her, she gets Nizainus, Nehavi Kabal, then why aren't they considered like the husband? And therefore the din should have been, Ma Bal Mitzios Isha Labayla, just like by a husband. If the wife finds something, she has to give it over to her husband, since he feeds her. Hochanane Mitzios Isha Liyoshim. It should also be a takon here, that the Isha has to give her Mitzios to the Yoshim. So that should be a raya. The Yoshim don't have to feed her. So Mara says, maybe no. Lo yoyle meimlech, really I tell you nizoynis tenan, that the Yoshim do have to feed her. That mechuyiv, they have to feed her, they can't give her the ksuba. It's up to her. See, if so, then the question is, why don't they get the mitzias? I tell you like this. Time of my yom rabban and mitzias isha labaylo. What's the reason why the takonah is? When you're married, that the mitzias your wife finds, goes to the husband, to light heavy lo eva. The Rabbanan don't want the husband to come to hate her. At least the husband doesn't think, I do so much for her, and when she finds something, she doesn't even give it to me. So if she doesn't have to give it to the husband, the husband will come to hate her. The Rabbanan don't want that to happen. Mashenken Hani over here, Tevil Waver, here it's not so bad. If the mother or the Yisraelim come to hate the mother, that's not so bad. They're not living together. So therefore here, there's no takona that the wife, the Almona, has to give her Mitzias to the Yisraelim. She doesn't give it, and most of that happen to get angry at her. So what? So therefore, even though the Yisraelim have to feed her, still they don't get her mitzias. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kol meleches sha'isha oisel abayla. All the work that a wife has to do for her husband is almana oisel yoshim. It's called the man, the yoshim are feeding her. She has to do it. She also has to bake for them. She has to feed them. She has to cook for them. Chus excluding the mezigas hakoyts. There are three things that are special mishum ava to make love. So that the amana doesn't have to do to the kids. The mezigas hakoyts, she doesn't have to pour to them the drinks. Or else the atzoyas hamita, not to make the beds in front of them. The achrotzas ponav yodav raglov, and not to wash their face. Now these are lochas like a nida, not supposed to do to her husband. The shashi's a nida, these three things she can't do, because these things make like love, and then you're not supposed to. So the same thing, the amana doesn't have a chiyah to do these avoiders to the yorshim. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Molochai She'eved Oysel Rabbi, any type of a work that an Eved has to do for his master, he should know Talmud Oysel Rabbi, the same thing a Talmud should do for his Rebbe. It's nice to cover to do all these things for your Rebbe. Chutz Me'ataras Leimano, excluding for taking off his shoe. That not. And the reason is why, Usun Sirashi says, She'eroyoy Neved Kenaniyu. If somebody sees you doing that, they'll think you're an Eved Kenani. So far you don't have to do. Now Omar Rav said, only if people don't recognize you, they don't know you. So then maybe they'll think you're an Eved Kenani if you're taking off your Rebbe's shoe. But in a place that everybody recognizes you, knows whose you are, they're not going to think that you're an Eved Kenani. Less lumber, then you're even allowed to take off your Rebbe's shoes also. Omar Rav Ashi, even in a place that people don't recognize you, so then we're saying you're not supposed to take off his shoes to look like an Eved Kenani. Nami lo yamor ne'ud lo monach tefillin. This is only said if the person is not wearing tefillin. Avo monach tefillin. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin right now, less lanbo. Then it's alright. Then he's allowed to take off his Rebbe shoes. Because people won't think he's an Eved Kenani. And like Toy speaks out, even though an Eved Kenani is allowed to put on tefillin, but our koponim is not a derech, they don't wear it the whole day. So therefore, if somebody sees you wearing tefillin in the middle of the day, for sure they're not going to mistake you for an Eved Kenani. Because usually an Eved Kenani does not wear tefillin throughout the day. So therefore, if you're wearing tefillin, that's a proof that you're not an Eved Kenani, then you're even allowed to take off your Rebbe's shoes. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Hamaneya Talamidai Milashamshoi. If a Rebbe doesn't let his Talmidim like help him, work for him, be mishamashim, help him, is kilo menei memenu chesed. It's like keeping away from them chesed. It's not nice. You should let them do it. Shneimer, the pasuk says, lamos meriyeh chosid. If somebody acts like meese to his friends, he keeps his friends away from him. In other words, he doesn't let his talmidim work for him. That's called he's keeping away from them chesed. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, af porik memenu yirashemayim. He even taken away from them yirashemayim. Shneimer, the pasuk says, the end of this pasuk, the yirashaka yaza, the leaving over Hashem. Master, if you leave away, you don't let the Talmidim do chesed to you, that's also taken away Yerushalayim. Not sure if it means from the Talmud or from the Rebbe. A kofonim takes away Yerushalayim. Omar Rebbe Elazar, Almo no shetovso mitaltalim, vim zoynoi seho, ma shetovso tovso. Because even though really that the Almono gets fed from the Yisoymin, it's only if the husband left over property karka. For karka is meshubit for the ksuba, therefore they have to feed if the husband left over karka. Let's say the husband only left over metaltlim, only things that are movable, so mikaradim they don't have to feed the amona. She doesn't have a right to collect from metaltlim. Now Reb Lez is saying chiddush, but let's say the amona comes and grabs it, she's tofsa, she grabs away the metaltlim for her mezainis, halacha is we don't take it away from her. Masha tofsa tofsa. Whereas only a din gevia, bezin doesn't go and collect from metaltlim. We don't do a ma'isik vi only from karaka, not from a tazlim. But if she did it herself, that's the loch riz, we don't take it away from her. Tanya Namiyoch, you have a proof for this also. Almo no she tovsa metatlim ibzvayna seho, and almo no that her husband died. Now she goes to the yoshim, her kids, and she grabs away food. She grabs away money from them. The loch riz, ma she tovsa tovsa. The money she took from her zvayna, she's allowed to keep. Even though the kachilu, she's not supposed to take from these things. But if she grabbed it, she's allowed to keep it. V'chein, and the same thing, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer, he said, Maisa b'kalosu sh'rebi shapsi. There was a Maisa with his daughter-in-law, She'etovso diski yomalei mois, that she grabbed the wallet, Rosh is a sack, a skin sack, full of money, for her mezainis. And v'lehoya koyach b'yaz hachomim, l'yitzias miyada. The chom had no din, had no power to take it away from her. Even though she can't get the kachila, but once she took it already, that's the din, we don't take it away from her. Now, Omer Ravina wanted to say that for La Yamorin, this was only said Elul Mizoini. Only if the Yamorin is grabbing this money for her Mizoinis for her food. Avul Ksuba, let's say she wants to go and collect the Ksuba. And the same Alacha, her Ksuba you only collect from Karka, not from Metaltlim. Let's say she goes and grabs Metaltlim, Alacha is not Fini Minor. Here, Besdin goes and takes it away from her. That's what Ravina wanted to say. This the Gemara says, Maskev lo mabra avashi. Why? Maishno l'ksuba. What are you saying by ksuba if she grabs metaltlim? We take it away from her. Why? Din mekar koi. Fulayim metaltli. Because the loch rizroni allowed to collect it l'katchila. From karka, from property. And not from utensils. If so, mizaynis nami. The same thing should have been by the tekona of mizaynis. That the loch rizroni mekar koi. She only has a right to collect from karka and not from metaltlim. So why here do you say that let's say she grabs utensils or money, we don't take it away from her? What's the difference between the ksuba you do take away and from mezayni she don't? Ella, therefore, Mabra Ravashi says, Enechinami, Ella mezayni, madatavsa tavsa. His hachinami l'ksuba, Enechinami, the same halacha applies to the ksuba also. Even though she's not supposed to do it, but if she goes and grabs away from the yisaymin, her money, the worth of the ksuba, she has the right to keep it. Oh, my lady of Yitzhak bar Naftoli, le Ravino, hochi amrina mishmei de Rava kavosach. Here we said over the name of Rava, like you. It's like Ravina said that no, the difference between ksuba and mezainis. And Amr Rav Yechon, that's what he said over. Amr Rav Yechon mishmei de Rav Yosi ben Zimra, almo no sheshos hashtayim v'sholoshonim, v'loi tova mezainis, let's say in Amona. She didn't ask for ksuba yet. So locher is then, she has a right to go every day and collect mezainis. Let's say 2 or 3 years passed by and she did not ask for a mezainis. The locher is ivda mezainis. The svara to say she's like meichlet to the yisaymim and she can't come now after 2 years and say, give me a paycheck for all the money I deserve, for all the food I deserve. So first of all, it's kasha, what's this loshen of 2 or 3 years? Hashta shtayim ivda sholosh miboy. Madach, after 2 years goes by, we say she can't collect the money anymore, she like was meichlet, so 3 years for sure. What do you mean to say 2 or 3 years? So that's not a kasha. Hatoya kan baniya kan biashiva. If she's a poor lady, then we say after 2 years for sure she was meichel. Because how could she go so long without asking for food? It has to be she's meichlet. But a rich lady, could be she didn't need the money right now. She had plenty of money. That's why she didn't ask for it. But maybe after 2 years she's not meichlet. Therefore, for a rich lady, there it has to wait till 3 years pass by. Then we say she's meichel. Inam, another terasa be, kan da prutza kan betznuya. If the wife of the prutza means goes out, she's not embarrassed to ask, then we say if she didn't ask for 2 years, she's giving up, she's meichel. Mashaykh, if the wife of the tznuya means like she's embarrassed to ask for it. So therefore, 2 years, she's still embarrassed to ask for it. There's no proof that she was meichel the money. But if she didn't ask for it for 3 years, then for sure she's meichel the money. So Amar Rav says, that though we say after 2 or 3 years, she's meichel, that she can't get mezainis, you should know, layamor nelel mafreya. It only means she can't come now and ask for a check of the past 2 years or 3 years. Avol ha'bo yeshlo. But if she now decides to come and collect money for the food she needs today to eat, from now on, that she's allowed. Like if no, she was meichel, the money that passed already, the days that passed by. But from now on, la'habo, she has the right to still collect her mezainis. Like she didn't ask for ksubiyah, so she has the right to get mezainis. Boy, Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon has a shout like this. What's going to be if Yisaimim Moimrim Nasnonu? The Yisaimim say, we paid her up already. We gave her money for this year. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Nasnonu means the name mezainis Hashon Abo. The Yisaimim say, listen, it's Rosh Hashanah now, the beginning of the year. We just paid her up for the whole year. We gave her $10,000 for the whole year for a mezainis. Via Mary, she says, no, I didn't receive a penny from you. I want my money, I want my Zainus now. So the question is, who has to bring a proof here, whether who's telling the truth? So Chitzer Shailer is, who's the Muxik? Who do we really see holding this money in the meantime to the Chosim? One swar is, Nichse.